If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I don't remember the last time I did this, or even if I've ever done this. It's the B Morning Coffee Club. I'm Billy Kidd. TJ's here. Hope, intern Joe. I'm talking about writing letters. There's a story that I stumbled across. It said 26% of people say it's been over a decade since they've handwritten a letter. The last letter I could actually recall writing was when I was a little kid to my grandparents down in Florida. Dear Grandma and Grandpa.
Yeah.
And every letter started out the same. How are you? How's the weather? It's cold here. Is it warm there? But
I miss you.
I miss you.
I love you. Thanks for the birthday money.
Yes. Oh my God, you've been reading my letter. But a lot of people aren't writing. 5% claim they have never written a personal letter. And that includes 20% of Gen Zers. So we are so plugged into computers and keyboards and your phone that I actually started, and I forget who I was talking to, maybe Hope about this, that I actually started journaling so I would have an occasion to write on a piece of paper, because I would go weeks, if not months, without picking up a pen.
Hmm.
I don't have to write anything. Everything is on a keyboard.
So now you're journaling?
Well, journaling is those little notebooks that you can stick in your pocket where it's kind of like, today stunk.
That's it.
You know, it was cold. And I'm just writing just for the sake of writing, because my hand, well, here, I'll hand you this. Can you read my writing?
Let me see.
That's what I've gotten down to, is all capital letters.
This is the problem, is this isn't really writing.
It's not handwriting.
It's print. You're printing.
Yeah. Oh, cursive? I abandoned cursive the day I walked out of high school.
Really?
The day I hated cursive. I was not good. You couldn't, if you can't read that, I promise you, you couldn't read a single sentence of cursive that I would have written.
Wow.
It was horrible.
My handwriting's just like a mix of like print and cursive as I get lazier and I don't feel like picking up my pen. Like it starts one way. I'm like, well, I can read it.
That's
it's
all
like
that matters.
Half and half.
I write every day here, and I'm a big fan of cursive. Huge fan of cursive. Big cursive.
Write something. I want to see it.
If I could.
Do you have pretty?
See?
Oh my God, that's beautiful.
Isn't it?
That is really good.
You know what I would love to do is get like one of those, like a quill and some ink.
Of course.
And I'll sit here and go, dude.
It's all back to Bridgerton.
And then I could sit here and I would write you all a note. I think it's so pretty.
It is, but I'm just not good at it.
When, I don't know, somebody jumped off a horse with like a paper here. News for you.
The way Hope is looking at you right now. Do you do thank you notes and cards and stuff like that?
Yeah, the most recent letter I wrote, if we can count a handwritten thank you note, was I wrote one to News 10 when they featured me on the news a couple months ago.
That was nice.
Got to have, you know, thank you cards on hand,
how
just in case.
How are you? How's the weather? Thanks for letting me on the news.
Hey, you need to head over to our WBEE Facebook page. We're talking about handwriting on the B Morning Coffee Club here at 92.5 WBEE. Try and guess who's handwriting. We just wrote out the B Morning Coffee Club, and you have to guess who wrote what. And I was in the room. I didn't see who signed what. I don't know who signed. I know mine. And I think I know TJ's, but I don't know Intern Joe's. Intern Joe and Hope could be either of the other two. So check that out on the Facebook page. Chime in on it. We're talking about handwriting and how people just don't write anymore. They don't write letters. And I was at the bank probably about a year ago and had some significant financial things I had to take care of. So there's a lot of documents and I signed all this stuff and they came back and they're like, we need to verify your signature because it does not look like the one we have on file.
Oh.
And they were honest about it and they weren't just like, you know, let's just push this guy out the door. They told me why. And my handwriting has changed over the years because my cursive was horrible. And the second I was out of high school, that was the last time I ever wrote in cursive. And my signature obviously is cursive, but it's turned into a giant squiggle with a W at the front of it. So, you know, and it took a couple minutes and the manager actually knew me from this job. So that's probably why I got signed off on. But I mean, so I graduated back in the 1900s. Did you guys learn cursive? TJ?
Oh, yeah.
Joe?
I mean, I learned it, yeah.
What year did you graduate?
2017.
I graduated 2014, and we did too.
You did too. Do schools still teach it?
No. For sure, definitely not. My brother graduated 2 years ago, and he doesn't know it.
No cursive.
And he's 19 years old now.
Wow. That's crazy to think that's something that we were taught, and that was a big deal back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You learned both of them side by side. Our text line, 252-WBEE, if you want to chime in on the conversation. Somebody wrote, we had a boat journal, and I love reading it every summer, which is kind of cool.
Another texter, I had to write a note for my neighbors a couple of weeks ago because I couldn't get a hold of them, and I didn't know whether I should write in cursive or not because they're so much younger than me. I didn't know if they'd be able to read it, but it became a mix of print and cursive.
Imagine that. The kids next door are so dumb, I don't know if they can read my fancy writing.
Well, they're so young, I don't know if they know my old people writing.
Are you artsy? So your TJ's handwriting is absolutely beautiful. You're artistic, right? You could paint and draw and stuff.
Well, yeah. I mean,
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Not well. Not obviously not professionally.
See, I think that's part of the equation because I can't do any of that stuff.
You think?
Oh, I know.
Pretty cursive. I mean, I love that I have all of my grandmother's old like recipes or notes.
All in that big flowing handwriting.
I love it. Oh. It was so pretty. And I don't know. So it is. It's a lost art.
Some country music news for you. It's the B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. TJ Hope, I'm Billy Kidd. Intern Joe in the house as well. This week is the beginning of Hollywood Week on American Idol. Anybody watching Idol in the room? It's not a little late for me. I'm in bed by that time.
Yeah. No, we're not.
Jelly. Okay, so the answer is no. Jelly Roll is a artist in residence this season. So he kind of gets to help the contestants out. And on Idol, He says going backstage has been absolutely crazy. What you see on TV, he says Hollywood Week is even more chaotic than what you see on the show. The camera catches some of the chaos, but not all of it. He says it really reminds him of the music business because it's real. And they have all kinds of things that they have to do that you don't in normal life. Things like being asked to stay up all night to work with people you've never worked with. And he says it's good training for getting out there in the music business.
I'll tell you, is there any part of Jelly Roll's life at this point that isn't being videoed? Like, I feel like my timeline is just
it's
constant.
Full of
it's
jelly.
Either him or his wife.
Yeah.
So there's cameras on all the time.
How do they not have their own show yet? I'm sure that's probably why they're doing all this. A petition to rename the Nashville airport after Dolly Parton is picking up steam. What makes sense, because Dolly is the queen of Nashville.
Do you think that they're going to spin it like Dollywood? Like it's going to be like Dolly Air Parton or like Air Dolly?
I'm sure that's why it's being held up.
Dolly Parton.
You know, those crazy decisions.
International Airport. You'd be departing from Parton. Is that what you're getting at? By the way,
nope.
None of this is through the government. This is all like some change.org thing. So it's probably not going to happen.
Some people sitting around going, you know what we should do?
Let's rename the airport. Ronnie Dunn from Brooks and Dunn recently battled an illness. But he soldiered through. Now, this is the weird thing about this. I saw this headline. I'm like, oh, that poor guy. He's in his 70s. Mm-hmm. He's singing. He walked off stage. He made the I'm done motion. And he waved and he thanked the crowd and he walked off the stage. But as I read a little bit further into it and into the comments, this was during the end of the show. Like, they came back out. And this was the last song of the night. So it's not like he bailed 10 minutes into the show. He was having problems singing. Hitting the high notes. He just had something going on. But he's okay. He thanked the crowd. He walked off the stage and he was back on stage the next night. So it's always interesting to me when you see headlines like, you know, like the whole Morgan Wallen thing walking off stage. He may have just been like, I'm done. Okay, we're done. I'm out of here. Like, not a big deal. But, you know, we got to get our clicks. Somehow. So B Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy Kidd. TJ Hope. Intern Joe is here as well.
Guys, we have brought back an extinct animal.
It's a done deal?
It's a done deal. Hasn't been heard in 13,000 years. The dire wolf is now... These are the puppies, by the way. The new word that you're going to be hearing a lot of is de-extinct. Went extinct... 13,000 years ago.
How many dogs are freaking out right now with the sound in the house?
Those are the puppies. They're dire wolf puppies, but they've been brought back from extinction. It's a place called Colossal Bioscience. Guys, I went down a rabbit hole with this website. I'm telling you, they got YouTube channels. Dire wolves are just the first thing they brought back from extinction. So when you're watching these videos, a lot of it is human fault that these animals have gone extinct.
Like they were hunted into extinction or something like that.
Or just the biology of it, the way the earth is. By 2050, there's going to be 1,000 more things extinct. So I don't know if they're trying to play catch up or what, but they are making extinct species and bringing them back by using different DNA that I don't pretend to understand. I just am so excited that there's now dire wolves. As a fan of Game of Thrones.
Isn't there like a whole couple of movie series about why we aren't supposed to do this?
Yeah, don't do that.
That's
like
Hollywood,
Jurassic Park.
Joe.
Like
that's Hollywood. This is real life. These are real dire wolves.
I am not going to be impressed until there's a woolly mammoth down at the Seneca Park Zoo.
They're
that's when I'll be
it.
Like, that's cool.
They're working on it. It says the effort to produce a woolly mammoth is on a tight schedule.
Oh, yeah.
Tight schedule.
The woolly mice gestated fast, popping out the world of pregnancy after 20 days. But the closest surviving kin of the woolly mammoth, the Asian elephant, requires 22 months, the longest gestation period of any mammal.
They have like millions of dollars raised for this. The future of de-extinction, I'm just letting you know it's out there. The Tasmanian tiger... They're working on bringing that back, but we officially now have dire wolves. They were born actually in October. So why we're just hearing about this?
Can we bring back people? Can you clone a specific person? Can you do that?
clone them?
Or is this just generic, we're bringing back a species and not, you know.
Well.
Billy, this is real life, not Star Wars. We don't get to clone people.
Bro.
Bury them in a pet cemetery and see.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.